latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Europe's most popular Christian ministry band, The Rent Collective, is in Australia for a series of sold-out concerts this week and next, taking in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth, and Newcastle. The Northern Irish folk worship group has toured the US with Chris Tomlin, Christy Knuckles, and Kerry Jobe, as well as Newsboys United, Mandisa, and Danny Gokey. The Collective is known here for its radio hits Your Name is Power, Revival Anthem, and You Will Never Run. Lead singer Chris Llewellyn says the band's music is quite different to other contemporary Christian music acts.
It's not necessarily intentional. It's just that coming from Ireland, we're from a little coastal town in Northern Ireland called Bangor that nobody's ever heard of. It's not so much that we were kind of rejecting the Christian music that we had grown up hearing. It's that we didn't really grow up hearing any. So we just had to make something that made sense for us. You know, we began as like a Bible study called Rend. We didn't make any music together, but we realized that worship was a really important part of what it is to meet as a community and chase after God. So we started making our own music and just kind of did what made sense for us. And I guess it seems that we're unusual enough that what makes sense for us seems really different to everybody else.
Llewellyn says the band focuses on creating worship events for people to participate in rather than just being a concert.
We're really trying to chase after that congregational worship. We really want churches to sing these songs. One of the first things on most nights, whenever we get up to worship with a group of people, one of the first things that we say is, we're not here to sing at you, we're here to sing with you. And for us, that's a key phrase. We really feel like it's a success whenever the church can sing and there doesn't have to be a guy at the front shouting at them from the microphone, but that they can just grab the song and take it to God themselves. We see ourselves very much as facilitators of that. We're trying to get to that place where the church can just take over. And I guess that's coming from Northern Ireland, like traditional worship music has never really had somebody to lead it. It just had a guy on the organ and the church sang from the hymn book. And in some ways, we're kind of trying to rewind to the innocence of that. But yes, we're very much looking for the church to sing.
Once the Australian tour wraps up, the band will present 30 more shows across the US before moving on to the UK and Europe. More details about the band's Australian tour on their Facebook page. That's all for this week. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.